The World This Week. Business.
Spirit Airlines filed for bankruptcy protection, the first big carrier in America to go bust since American Airlines in 2011. Spirit, a low-cost airline, has not made an annual profit since 2019, and like other discount rivals, has seen ticket prices plunge amid a surplus of seats. In January, a judge blocked its takeover by JetBlue Airways on competition grounds. A mooted merger with Frontier Airlines also came to naught. Spirit regularly features at the top of lists of America's most hated airline, a crowded field. America's Department of Justice asked a judge to force Google to sell its Chrome browser. The judge is considering what Google must do to comply with his landmark antitrust ruling, which found that it had used improper means to maintain a monopoly in online search. Google said the government was pursuing a radical agenda that goes far beyond the legal issues. By next August, well into the Trump administration, the judge will issue a decision on Google's remedies, which it may then challenge. Nvidia produced another solid set of earnings. The chip company's revenue rose by 94% in its latest quarter year-on-year, to $35.1 billion. Net profit soared by 109% to $19.3 billion. Amid strong demand for its next-generation chips for artificial intelligence, Nvidia forecast that revenue for this quarter would come in at $37.5 billion, ahead of Wall Street expectations. The Biden administration finalized an agreement that provides TSMC, which manufactures about three-quarters of the world's most cutting-edge computer chips for Nvidia and others, with $6.6 billion in grants to build factories in America. With an additional $5 billion in loans, it is the first big deal to be completed under the CHIPS Act of 2022. In October, Donald Trump said that the CHIPS deal is so bad because it benefits only rich companies. Xiaomi, a Chinese company best known for its smartphones, provided an update on its nascent business in electric vehicles. It delivered more than 67,000 of its SU7s in the first 9 months of the year and expects to have delivered 130,000 by the end of December. Revenue from the EV unit grew by 52% in the third quarter over the second quarter. Volkswagen replaced the head of its business in North America. The German carmaker wants to expand in America to offset declining sales in China, but its ambitions on that front will become more complicated if Mr. Trump imposes stiff tariffs on foreign-made vehicles. In another indication of the troubled state of European carmaking, Ford announced that it was cutting 800 jobs in Britain and 2,900 in Germany, which is already contending with huge layoffs at VW. ThyssenKrupp, a German engineering conglomerate, wrote down the value of its steelmaking business by a further 1 billion euros, that's $1.1 billion, and reported a 12-month 1.4 billion euro net loss. Daniel Kretinsky, a Czech billionaire with interests in Britain, including an investment in West Ham Football Club, owns a 20% stake in the steel business and is considering raising it to 50%. The annual rate of inflation in Britain jumped from 1.7% in September to 2.3% in October. Energy bills have gone up after an increase to the cap on energy prices, but the core inflation rate, which strips out energy and food, also rose to 3.3%. Comcast announced that it will spin off its portfolio of cable channels housed under NBC Universal, which includes MSNBC and CNBC, into a new company. It will retain NBC's other assets, including the TV broadcast network, sports coverage, and films. More and more viewers are ditching their cable subscriptions in the age of streaming. Comcast is also keeping Peacock, the streaming service for NBC programming and movies. Shareholders in News Corporation voted against a proposal from activist investors to end the company's dual-class share structure. The Murdoch family controls the media group through its voting power in Class B shares, which News Corp argues provides sustainability. A judge in New York sentenced Bill Wang, the founder of Archegos Capital Management, to 18 years in prison for artificially inflating the value of stocks in his portfolio. The collapse of Archegos in 2021 led to hefty losses at banks that dealt with the fund. Walmart issued a bumper set of earnings and lifted its profit forecast. The retailer expanded its market share, mostly because more households earning at least $100,000 are buying its goods. The company's share price has risen by 60% this year. By contrast, profit shrank and sales barely grew at Target. Whereas Walmart raised its outlook heading into the Christmas shopping season, Target lowered its forecast.